Mishnah Ches, continuing with the discussion of a korban Pesach which becomes tamei, and the halacha is that in such a situation the korban needs to be burnt. Now, in general, there is a rule that wherever a korban may be eaten, that's where it has to be burnt. So, since korban Pesach can be eaten within the entire Yerushalayim, according to the strict letter of the law, it should really be permitted to burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim. However, the Mishnah tells us that nidmos sholei merubai, if the entire or the majority of the korban becomes tamei, then sofen oisel lifnei habira, one has to burn it in front of the bira. There's machlokes in the Gemara what exactly the bira refers to. Either it refers to the entire Beis HaMikdash, or it refers to a particular part of the Beis HaMikdash, or a building which was on Har HaBayis next to the Beis HaMikdash. The point is that in this case, he needs to burn it over there, in order that people will see it, and it will be slightly embarrassing for him, and this will prevent both him and other people from allowing a korban to become tamei in the future. In this case, he was quite careless to allow the entire korban, or the majority of the korban, to become tamei. So he clearly wasn't careful enough with the korban Pesach. So to prevent this occurring in the future, he needs to burn it in a relatively public place by the Beit HaMikdash, and he's allowed to use me'atziyam ha'arocha, the wood which is designated for the Mizbeach fire. One of the reasons given for this in the Gemara, interestingly, is in order not to embarrass somebody who doesn't have enough wood. If, let's say, he can't afford wood, so he is allowed to use the wood which is designated for the Mizbeach. Alright, be it as it may, nitma mi'utoi, if the minority, a small part of the Korban Pesach becomes tamei, v'ha noisar, or if the Korban Pesach becomes noisar, which refers to any korban which was left uneaten past the latest time that it can be eaten. So when it comes to the Korban Pesach, it has to be eaten by midnight on the first night of Pesach. So if it was left past midnight and it hadn't yet been eaten, so that part needs to be burnt as well. But in this case, these two things are not considered to be totally careless things, and there's no reason to force him to burn it in a relatively public place. Rather, sofen oisel chatzoseihen, people like this would be able to burn the Korban Pesach in their courtyards, or gagoseihen, or on their roofs in their houses, privately. Me'atzei atzman, however, if they're burning it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then of course they need to use their own wood. They can't take the wood which was designated for the Beis HaMikdash in case they come to use that for anything other than burning the korban, and that would be forbidden since it is designated for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, even in this case, he is allowed to burn it in the bira, and if he were to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash or next to the Beis HaMikdash, then he would be allowed to use the wood which is designated to the Beis HaMikdash. The point is that he doesn't need to. But the Mishnah tells us that if he wants to, he can, and therefore had tzaikonim, miserly, stingy people, who didn't want to spend their own money on things, sofen oisel lifnei habira, they would burn it in front of the bira, by the Beis HaMikdash, but really honest me'atzei ma'arocha, so that they can benefit from the wood designated to the Mizbeach, and they wouldn't need to provide their own wood. The point of the Mishnah being that, even in this case, they can, if they want to, use that wood by the Beis HaMikdash. The point is they don't have to embarrass themselves, and they can do it in private, as long as, of course, it's within Yerushalayim.